KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration appealing last night's ruling by a federal court that stops almost all of the tariffs that have been implemented so far. The court saying that President exceeded his authority by invoking emergency powers that have never been used to impose global trade policies before. Elon Musk dropping his government role. He was always slated to depart in May and has announced that his work with Doge has indeed come to an end. More Americans were standing in unemployment lines last week.
Another 14,000 out-of-work Americans made their initial jobless claims in the week leading up to May 24th, 240,000 altogether and well above the consensus. A report from the Bank of America Institute shows a sharp rise in higher-income households getting unemployment benefits between February and April compared to the same period last year.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The Arkansas prison inmate on the run since last weekend is still out there. Grant Hardin is a former police chief and also a convicted rape and murder. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's day three of the nurses' strike at Meritor Hospital, and today hospital leaders will meet with union reps in an attempt to strike a deal. WKOW reports they've had more than 20 bargaining sessions so far this year. Meritor leaders say they've stayed very busy and their hundreds of traveling nurses have provided top-notch care to patients. Nurses in the union say they're not satisfied with safety, staffing, and pay accommodations.
Going on strike was not something that we wanted to do. There's plenty of us that are going to be struggling for the next couple months. And there was so many of us that were so worried about our patients. Like, we were like, but what about the patients? And we finally had to come, like, to the realization that, like, we are doing this for our patients so that they will be better off after this.
Congressman Mark Pocan and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson joined the picket line yesterday, as did Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
You all show up when it's the worst days for many of the patients walking into this building. And so it's extremely important that we out here, because it's a matter of showing respect to all of our nurses right here in Madison. Not only do you deserve to get paid more wages to make sure you can take care of yourself, but this is also about how are we going to protect every patient that walks into every hospital.
Meritor released a statement saying, quote, during the duration of this strike, the rhetoric may lead the general public to think that we have major issues. But the reality is that while there are always improvements to make, we are running an award-winning hospital. We remain willing to work with our team members to make improvements in areas where they have voiced concerns, end quote. The nurses' strike is set to last through the weekend, and they'll have a mediator as part of today's bargaining session, hoping the two sides can come to an agreement. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver Matthew Golden in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody's on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad-looking Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun. High temperatures near 70 degrees. Spotty shower possible in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 52. On Friday, warmer, highs near 80. Here, too, a spotty shower or storm possible. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Donald Trump says no tax on tips. Sounds like a good deal? It's not. I discuss with Chef Greg Leon next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
This is the biggest Medicaid cut in American history. What was discovered right before they passed the bill is that this is also the biggest Medicare cut in American history. So we can't let these Republican members of Congress go and lie to their own constituents.
Thank you, Representative Greg Cesar.
It's actually Cesar.
Cesar.
Yes.
Okay.
So
he's fantastic.
Yes, he is.
Love him. Speaking of fantastic, look who's here.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
So much wasted handsome. I can't see him this week. Hello, Dr. Doom.
Yeah, we're having video issues.
And hello, Stephanie. Chris and I have been working on the video issues.
That's
but,
all.
How about we got
Chris,
your voice.
Let me in from, I'm on my iPhone, too, if you want to see if you can...
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay. I have a memory of how handsome you are. It's fine. So, listen, where do we even start? Obviously, we've had this discussion about Bobby Kennedy every week, I think. What you just said, I cannot sugarcoat the full impact of RFK Jr.'s wild agenda. He's destroying public confidence in vaccines, dismantling our public health capacity, undermining our global leadership in medical research, violating our commitment to provide humanitarian aid to impoverished countries. Is this who we are? I hate to say it for the moment. I guess it is, Doc. I guess we are having the day we voted for, I guess.
We have experienced something that has not happened before entirely. You know, and I hate to use the word unprecedented, because we actually could use that, you know, every hour and a half with this administration. But we have certainly never seen anything like this, full-scale assault on America's health care. And what's interesting, it's like we are devastating our research capabilities as well as cutting people out of basic health care access. They're coming after Medicare and Medicaid hard, and we're just going to end up with a way crappier system than we had before. You know, it's like I'm almost nostalgic for the partially dysfunctional system we had in the past, but we always could depend on having a world-leading research capabilities. And what's the purpose of that? The purpose is nothing less than to try to understand the causes and the cures for the diseases that make us sick and kill us. And You know, the thing on Harvard, 1,000 research grants terminated by Donald Trump. It's really staggering. And
I just read this one. Crazy. HHS canceling a $600 million contract with Moderna to develop, test, and license vaccines for flu strains that could trigger future pandemics, including the dangerous bird flu virus. Scott tweets, they're banning the COVID booster for a large majority of Americans just in time for a new easily transmissible variant. As we have it here in California, is the reporting this morning. And one last one I save for you, get your reaction. Doc Serena says, so there's a new strain of COVID coming to a theater near you or a grocery store or a daycare or a hospital, and it's more transmissible than the vintage COVID, and pregnant mothers and children and healthy people, quote unquote, are no longer advised to have COVID vaccines. WTF, Doc, can you talk to us about this and what it means? There's a lot of, as usual with the Trump administration edict, chaos and confusion about who can get the vaccine and will insurance cover it. Can you talk a little bit about this?
I can. You know, look, this is, it's really very, very straightforward. And it's a binary question. So are we going to be or try to be prepared for the next pandemic or major disaster or not? Apparently, we've given up wanting to and supporting the search for things that are going to be threatening us, like, you know, next week or next year. And that will leave us completely vulnerable. And in fact, there are new strains of the COVID-19 virus, the SARS-CoV-2. There's new strains that are very threatening. We have to be able to do surveillance to see where the outbreaks are, and we have to know how we're going to treat it and control it.
So, Doc,
want to turn their backs on the things that will harm American citizens.
Maybe there's so much chaos with this that even you don't know, an expert like you, because we have anecdotal. We had someone just call that says they were able to get the vaccine at their pharmacy. A nurse tweeted, I tried to get the COVID vaccine today. The pharmacy is no longer allowed to administer it to me without a doctor's order because of the change in CDC recommendations. So now a person can choose not to vaccinate, but I can't choose to vaccinate. It's infuriating. I can't make heads or tails, Doc. Can you get the vaccine? Will your insurance cover it? Does it depend on your particular insurance company, or what? How do these recommendations affect
us? So there's two things that are happening. Number one is that the recommendations from the scientists at the CDC have lost their clout. It's the science, the healthcare recommendations are being overwhelmed and snuffed out by a administration with Robert F. Kennedy leading Health and Human Services that seems to be determined to gut our ability to deal with these incoming diseases, which are inevitable, Stephanie. They're happening. They're going to happen. Yeah. And I don't know that there is a normal rationale. I guess you have to start with somebody who says vaccines are not good, and, you know,
Chris and I are both
autism.
Chris and I are both at Kaiser Permanente. I don't think we know yet. You know, our insurance that we pay a boatload for, is it going to cover it? I mean,
the changes.
Don't know that.
Right. The changes in these policies are so new that nobody knows yet.
Right, because there is a new contagious variant, COVID variant, now circulating in California. Someone else tweeted, Doc, it's just a coincidence that the CDC no longer recommends specific vaccines, that the insurance companies will save buckets of money to disperse among their executives. I mean, it is hard to know how this is going to play out, isn't it?
Yes, but the insurance companies are going to be happy not to pay for your vaccines if it's not recommended by the CDC. They'll just turn you down. So, and why? They'll say because the CDC says it's not necessary, so we're not paying for it, which leaves consumers holding the bag, and it's a huge expense. So, look, this is going to be a very dark time for American healthcare, preventive and curative aspects of healthcare. And we're facing something that's the very bleak unknown caused by crazy new policies and an anti-science, anti-vax perspective from the administration. And Kennedy surrounded himself with sycophants, just like Donald Trump does. So everybody on his team, Kennedy's team, thinks exactly the same way. They're standing there grinning while Bobby Kennedy is spouting misinformation and non-scientific conspiracies.
And I'm sorry, but isn't vaccinating healthy people, quote-unquote, the whole effing point of vaccines? I mean, Tony tweets, not vaccinating healthy children for COVID is the same thing as not vaccinating healthy children for measles. What you get is a lot of unhealthy children. I mean, you're a renowned pediatrician. I mean, what do you... I don't even understand this guidance. Do you?
Yeah, I do understand it. It says, we don't really care. We're basically very skeptical about vaccines. We have all kinds of crazy conspiracy theories about vaccines, about fluoride in the water, about holding on. You know, we put a hold on all infectious disease research while we're, you know, sort of pursuing Bobby Kennedy's pet health projects, a lot of them based on absolute BS anyway. But yeah, so this is, these are the kind of things, Stephanie, that are not going to be cured under the umbrella of this administration. It's not going to happen. So the cure, the treatment for this is starting with the midterms. That's really what we got
to
do.
Doc, so to your point, too, about the effect on research in years to come, I mean, Dune Farms tweets, without university-level research in medicine and public health, there will be no vaccine for the next pandemic. So it's not even the opportunity to get reinfected by the new COVID strain. It's what's coming next that we don't even know about, right?
Right, and it may not be COVID. It could be bird flu,
right?
For example.
Yay.
Or lizard and flu, something we've never heard of before.
Centipede flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we are. Bobby Kennedy says he will bar government scientists from publishing in the world's leading medical journals, of course, instead proposing the creation of in-house publications by his agencies. I mean, he said we're probably going to stop publishing in Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, because they're all corrupt, he said.
Oh, my God.
He described the journals as being under the control of pharmaceutical companies. The three publications he named, which were established in the 1800s and published original peer-reviewed research, play a central role in disseminating medical research worldwide. I mean, that's the other thing, Doc, is credible information. And one more thread I saved for you. Someone said, I've been sick for a week and I just read about, quote, something going around in a subreddit, which I guess is how I get my information now that the CDC is officially spending the next 4 years determining how and when microscopes became gay. I mean, that's the other thing is people, we're not just not getting weather alerts, we're not getting health alerts, right?
Yeah. And really, you asked in the beginning of this conversation, Steph, you asked, why? And that is the root of it. The idea that he's going to try to stop publications in the most prestigious medical journals in the freaking world, the very notion that somebody would even think that, no less a major public official saying it, is really, it's mind-boggling, and it's not clear what we're going to do about that. But it's a medical and public health problem that will only have a political solution. You know, I hate to put it so bluntly, but he is not fixable. It's not like we're giving him some treatment and, oh, yeah, wake up next week and out of his crazy fever and you know, sort of reverse some of the stupidity that he's been spouting. You know, when he was a private citizen, and by the way, at one point, he was a pretty decent environmental lawyer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when he got this platform of the leading public health spokesperson in the United States and, by definition, globally, he has been allowed to take his crazy and make it public.
Yeah.
And very influentially. So this is where we're going. People have to keep protesting.
Yeah. No, I knew him. And I said, if you ever had told me a few years ago that this guy was going to be head of health, and yeah, okay. Just to, I hate to bludgeon you with the stupid stick one last time, Doc, but PolitiFact, has had to tweet, social media posts say former President Joe Biden's cancer is turbo cancer caused by COVID-19 vaccines. There is no such thing, and there is no link between the vaccine and cancer. Oh, my God. I mean, this is, like you and I said, how do we ever stop this idiocy?
Well, you know, one of the things that has not happened, Stephanie, and I've written before about this, I'm writing something else, which is that where are America's medical organizations? The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, there's many, many of these organizations that have been dead silent. They have been irresponsibly silent, and they could be influential. They're, you know, they have lobbyists, they have influence in Congress, and there's no evidence that they're doing a damn thing to try to save us from this lunacy.
Why that is? Why is that? Is that because they may lose federal money or something
well,
like that?
No, the AMA doesn't get federal money.
All right.
It's a doctor's union. So I don't know what the hell it is. The American Academy of Pediatrics president said a few months ago, hey, we do pediatrics. We don't do politics. Well, listen, you know, it's all politics. It's all politics. And that's why we have Bobby Kennedy Jr.,
as we
in the world.
As we say here on the Stephanie Miller Show, listen to your doctor, not the guy that swims in poop water. Okay. We love you.
Dr. Redlener does not swim in poop water.
There you go. All right. We love you.
Dr. Redlener barely swims. Last thing I want to do is swim in poop water.
All right. Love you, Dr. Redlener. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Doc.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the 11 billion photos we're going to take this weekend at our Jill Sobule celebration. Yes. I mean, it's just my pictures of just Bonnie and Clyde alone.
Yeah.
I mean, gazillions, right? You take up your kids, your pets, your desserts, and then what do you do? What do you have done with them? Free prints. It's the app for your iPhone or Android that lets you print your photos for, you guessed it, for free. Mm. With free prints, you get thousands of 4x6 size photo prints a year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? It's easy to print other size photos for next to nothing. No cost to download the free prints app. Simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print. Choose 4x6 or another size, and bam, you're done. Your premium quality prints arrive on your doorstep in days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints with more than 1 million five-star reviews. Receive for yourself why Free Prints is one of the world's favorite apps. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store.
We're an unusual family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're a homeowner, you need to listen up. When is the last time you checked your home title? That is the legal proof you own your home. If you're like me, the answer is never. Problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing right now. Find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code Stephanie14 at HometitleLock.com. Make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple block protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts, and they will expend up to $1 million to fix any fraud. Go to HometitleLock.com now. The code is Stephanie14. HometitleLock.com, promo code Stephanie14.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going going through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
Bella was not alive when this song was out.
No.
But I know what it is.
Childless Chris and I are, Bella is our 8th grade science fair project.
Yeah, right.
What do you know?
What's it like being born then?
What's it like being born after 9/11?
We're going to have a conversation with John Pavlovitz about, you know, they're talking about the Obama, you know, strategists and the whole, you know, infighting in the Democratic Party. And I will never admit this again.
Oh.
And I'm going to ask Bella to edit this out.
Uh-oh.
I'm exactly the same age as Barack Obama. So, because we think of him as this young, exciting candidate. We realize, like, he's old now.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, they're just talking about what we always talk about, David Hogg and letting in this next generation of leaders. But anyway, yeah, I just realized, I thought, oh, Obama's old now. They were saying, like, David Hogg was saying, people under 25, like Bella's age, mm-hmm. all they know is Trump.
Right.
Like, they don't even...
And Biden.
I mean, yeah, Trump, Biden, I do remember when Obama was in office.
Right.
Obviously, it didn't really affect me. Yeah. I mean, I did, but, like, I wasn't cognizant of it.
Can you imagine that's your normal, though, is just Trump?
Yeah.
That's all you know from, this whole era of politics?
I was born when Lyndon Johnson was president.
I've had a bowel movement since the Johnson administration.
And then, like, a week and a half later, Nixon became president. A week and a half after I was born.
Right. I didn't get to the doomiest of Dr. Doom's tweets because there's only time for so much doom. But he said Trump's epic failure to fulfill his arrogant campaign bloviating about ending wars in Ukraine and Gaza in a day, maybe less, is not just a political joke. These two hotspots in the fighting between India and Pakistan are capable of creating global catastrophe, literally threatening the entire planet. That was a happy clappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we were... Well, I just ended on poop water just because, you know. Yeah. Oh. Kari said the same thing. Do I trust my doctor or do I trust the guy who still uses tanning beds and swims in sewage? Tough call. Yeah. Don't listen to the guy who swims in the poop water. Just a little, you know, FYI. Pete in Wisconsin. Hello, Pete.
Hey, good buddy. Every morning.
Yeah.
So there were a couple, there were a couple town halls. One with Representative Flood from, I think it was Nebraska, and one with Representative Hensley from
the one who didn't read the bill and got booed off stage, right?
Exactly. Asked point blank, you know, why are you taking the ability of the judiciary branch to hold the executive in contempt? He's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, he thought that would get him off the hook, saying he didn't read it. Unbelievable. Great. All right, John Pavlovitz coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison gets an A for water quality and communications, according to UW-Madison researcher. 9 out of 10 Wisconsin municipalities got A's on the first water utility report card. But we're seeing higher levels of phosphorus in our local lakes. According to the State of the Lakes report from the Clean Lakes Alliance, 4 out of 5 Madison lakes have more phosphorus last year than the year before, and that's likely due to pollution. And it's a whole different world for student athletes these days. Now high schoolers in Wisconsin can be paid for their name, image, and likeness. Jimmy Kuska explains.
Name, image, and likeness rules are now in effect for Wisconsin high school student athletes with the publication of the WIAA Bulletin. At the WIAA's annual meeting in April, school administrators across the state overwhelmingly voted to approve NIL. The new rule means that student athletes can have NIL agreements as long as they meet certain conditions. Students can't appear in school athletic uniforms, endorse adult-oriented categories such as gambling or alcohol, or be paid for athletic performance. The rules also greatly restrict who can contribute to NIL deals and specifically ban recruiting. Other rules that go into effect with this week's publication of the WIAA Bulletin include expanded summer coaching contact, a sportsmanship course requirement for fans ejected from high school games, and a change to the game limit for freshman-only teams.
And have you seen this video going around social media? Some pigeons decided to hitch a ride on a flight to Madison. The plane was in Minneapolis Saturday about to take off when passengers spotted a pigeon in the cabin. They managed to wrangle it and get it off the plane. And then they're taxiing and another pigeon is flying around. The Delta crew had to get the second one off the flight before they could finally take off. It ended up delaying things by about an hour. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad-looking Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun. High temperatures near 70 degrees. Spotty shower possible in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 52. On Friday, warmer, highs near 80. Here too, a spotty shower or storm possible. Right now, it's 57.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlin makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kapeski from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Council.
Trump granted a full and unconditional pardon to Todd and Julie Chrisley. These are the Chrisleys. They are reality TV stars just like him. He doesn't forget his roots. I thought they were actors in a parody of a reality show. Put that picture up again about a woman who married her own ventriloquist dummy or something.
Jimmy Kimmel. By the way, Cory Booker was on Jimmy Kimmel and made a good point.
There's a reason why authoritarian leaders attack artists, because they're so powerful. And we are in one of these moral moments again. And a lot of people tune in now, not just to laugh, but actually to have someone who can help them address what's going on, feel a part of a larger family. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's
nice,
really important.
It's true. Uh-huh. We're going to talk to John Pavlovitz in just a bit about it, because I will say that Cory Booker's one of those people that has been through some of this, like, you know, liberal purity test. Like, we loved when he did the 25-hour thing, and then he voted for Jared Kushner's dad, and then everyone hated him again. It's like, you know, so I get that we're in for a big conversation going forward in the Democratic Party, but it, you know, I've always loved Cory Booker. Again, it's just you can disagree on a vote or a thing, but we've been outspoken about not liking the direction Gavin Newsom's going in on certain things.
Right.
But you know, that's part of the conversation, and I think, you know, there's got to be room for the Obamas and the David Plus and the David Hogs. I think
in
our party,
you know, like you and I have said this since the beginning of the show. If you agree with everything a person believes,
and an idiot,
exactly.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to differ from people like Cory Booker every once in a while. It's going to happen.
Right. Vote blue, no matter who, is my point. Mm-hmm. Whoever this comes out, it's at the end of this conversation. Yeah, let's not make the same mistakes. Leo in South Carolina. Hello, Leo.
Hi. I just wanted to piggyback on your conversation with Dr. Redlener. In the state of South Carolina, at least, something like this has been going on in terms of not insurance not funding healthcare.
Right.
Since at least the beginning of this year, I had a real bad case of strep throat. Mm-hmm. I found out it was strep throat when my doctor did a panel. They tested for COVID. They tested for multiple flu variations. I know there were 5 or 6 things that they tested for. My insurance decided to cover the strep test, but to say that the other tests were unnecessary and that they weren't going to cover it.
Yeah.
I guess that's the future.
Well, no, I get it. Insurance companies suck.
They do.
It's just, you know, these rulings or these recommendations or whatever, as Dr. Redlener was saying, Chris, it just makes it easier for insurance companies to suck.
Right.
To go, oh, now we don't have to cover, you know, COVID vaccines.
Yeah.
But as someone was saying, the cost when a whole bunch of people get sick with COVID again is going to be way more for them than, you know, paying for. Is the centipede moved upstairs?
I think so.
Okay. It's replicated and moved upstairs.
It laid eggs.
Okay.
I told you it did.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Oh, is that the centipede shooting out babies?
Yeah.
Did they have as many babies as they do legs? So it must be a long process.
We're going to have 100
centipedes.
That's
like a radio station t-shirt cannon event.
Yeah.
Doot, baby centipede, doot.
Oh.
It's baby shark, but with centipede.
Forgot about baby shark.
Mom shark.
Well, baby shark was just in the news, like, earlier this week. There was a place in downtown L.A. that was trying to shoo away, you know, encampments in front of their business by playing baby shark over again.
Like, can't they just use Trump speeches?
Hi,
John in Michigan. Hi.
Hey, Stephanie, you know, I totally agree with, you know, Gretchen. This thing is terrible, what he's doing. But I will say, in her defense, you know, of all the people that have injected themselves into his orbit and got typhoid married by him, you know, she went in, she played that flattery game, she saved 1,000 jobs in her state and averted a base getting shut down, and then she got out. So at least she did that, you know.
I've always been a Gretchen Whitmer fan.
Yes.
And I understand governors are in a different position because they have to, you know, hopefully get federal help for a lot of things. But it just, and I think some of that in the Oval Office was inadvertent. I don't think she knew she was being invited for
exactly.
a photo op and like, you know.
So I don't think she's the enemy here.
No. But I'm just saying it's so typical Trump that he's going to pardon the people that tried to kidnap her.
Yeah.
Like, trying to work with him or being nice, just it unfortunately gets you nowhere. Yeah. But by the way, Beatty says now seems like a good time to remind people that trade schools were also included in Biden's loan forgiveness plan. Mm-hmm. What was Caroline Leavitt say yesterday about the we need more plumbers and electricians and not something.
Not LGBTQ studies from Harvard.
Right.
By the way,
people
are
majoring.
You would know this, Chris. Are there gay studies? Is there,
yes.
Can you major
there is,
in gay?
Yes, you can major in gay studies.
You can major in gay?
Yes, you can.
Oh,
you can.
Know. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
It, you can, at Chapman, you can minor
the
in it.
The job prospects probably aren't the best.
I think it depends on what your degree it, like,
I just did it as kind of a hobby. Wasn't my major.
Like, maybe in association with something
you emphasized
else.
The B in LGBT
yeah, I was in
college.
I was in my B.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know that was there was an L. I was...
but, like, an
was
association...
Was I Q? What was I?
An association with something else, I feel like it could be pretty powerful, like depending on what you're doing.
If you want to head up an LGBT organization in your town or whatever, you could probably...
To be fair, when I told my parents I wanted to go to film school, they were
That's disappointing.
That's equally.
I went to.
But did you tell them you work in a basement with centipedes now? Because
they're very happy about
now
that.
Now they're like,
actually.
Please go back into film.
I went to ASU as a business major. They weren't, and then I switched to broadcast journalism.
Well, and you still ended up in a basement with centipedes. So
I'm one of the few people that actually ended up in my chosen field.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
A bag of mediocre potato chips resolved to settling. The contents of settling.
Hey, I'm having fun. So
good.
Yay! We love the baby Bella. She's having a hard week, and I'm always in my thought bubble. Please don't quit. Please don't quit. Don't leave mommy.
She's like, oh, not yet.
Okay. The centipede might have been the last. What the hell? Yes, Randy says 75 million people voted for Kamala Harris. The media wants us to ignore us and wants to write some narrative that says she lost by a landslide. There's hope in that 75 million, and we must stick together to save this country. We're going to talk to John about that. Let's start from there. Mm-hmm. Let's start from, having this stupid narrative that the mainstream media has fed us. The point about the Chrisley pardon.
Uh-huh.
Blondie says the same people that bitched about student loan forgiveness are celebrating Todd Chrisley's pardon. Yeah. You know, the man that was in prison for $36 million in tax evasion and defrauding banks, which we pay back now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We're on the hook for it. They're not.
Okay. Oh, this one. Sometimes it takes like an hour and a half to get down to even the second layer of awful. Trump just ordered the deportation of a critically ill 4-year-old girl. You've seen this case.
Yeah.
Meet Sophia. And they're saying without this care, she will die probably within days. But this is where we are, right? Shout out to our Chicago friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. Artie says, not Pope Leo scheduling a video mass at Wright Field at the same time Cito Mussolini is doing his military parade. How very Chicagoan of one of us.
Uh-huh.
It's the Chicago way.
That is the Chicago way.
Yeah, bitch, I'm going to have... outdoor mass at the same time as your little... What does JoJo from Jurors call it? His small in the pants parade?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Pope is pushing Trump down the stairs in a stroller.
I like Pope Bob from Chicago. I feel like that really is a very, Chicago way kind of thing.
Well.
Okay.
And then they're going to have some deep dish afterwards.
Yeah. All right. Kerr says that man ran around screaming foreign countries are releasing their criminals and sending them to the U.S. only to use his office to accept bribes and release criminals into the U.S. Has anyone pointed that out, that he's released more criminals into the U.S. than... Okay. Steve says, so MAGA, as Elon Musk disappears in the middle of the night, not a single person or entity has been charged with fraud. And that's because Doge didn't find a single penny of fraud. You have all been lied to and played as usual. Where's the media on this? They're like, prove one penny of fraud. Show us one prosecution, right?
Are you going to sue the entity? What?
No, let's not. Don't bring Barbara Hershey into this.
Okay.
Last one on the pardons. Electra says, did you know that once the president pardons someone for a crime, they no longer have to pay restitution to their victims? The care home guy in Florida who was supposed to pay $4 million to his former employees, that's not happening anymore. A DOJ attorney has estimated that Trump's pardons have cost taxpayers and victims over $1 billion in restitution so far. But we can't help Bella with her loans so she doesn't have to work with centipedes so we can afford an exterminator. What kind of people are we, America? What has happened? It's got to be dead.
Forgive Bella's loans. Forgive Bella's loans.
Save the hive. Save the hive.
Please.
Look, 7 more centipedes have just been born since, right? Here they come. Uh-huh. They're shooting out of here like, right? There's Bella's college loan debt going up.
Yep. Yeah.
Baby centipedes shooting everywhere.
Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
All right.
It's so bad.
Okay. Okay. Chris Murphy on the endless grifting.
Why did he choose these three countries to go to for his first major foreign trip? It's not because these are our most important allies or the most important countries in the world. It's because these are the three countries willing to pay him off. Every single one of these countries is giving Trump money. The plane from Qatar, an investment in his cryptocurrency scam from the UAE, and they are asking for national security concessions in return. This is the definition of corruption.
Thank you. Thank you. Representative Greg Cesar.
The only way to push back on this is for Democrats to be really clear that if we win back a majority, we aren't just going to let bygones be bygones here. We have to go and investigate who paid Trump, who paid Musk, who made money off of these pardons, because that is really serious.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. This is what Democrats want. Speaking of this party conversation, Chris, Democrats that fight, that don't just go, oh, you know, we have to, you know, let's move forward. Let's not look back. Are you kidding me? If we do nothing about this blistering array of crimes, I mean, Elizabeth Warren said it too. We're not done with Musk. He doesn't get to just, you know, steal our data, God knows what all, right?
Yeah.
Open the back door to Russia and then just go, okay, see ya.
Democrats are going to have a lot on their plate because we're going to have to, like, fix everything.
Yeah, what happens every time.
Exactly.
Sorry. I'm scared of centipedes. I'm going to break now. Got myself freaked out. Okay. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
We keep saying it's whatever you want to call it, blackmail, extortion, what Trump is doing to companies, right, that are bending the knee, and then you got to keep bending the knee.
Yep.
Credo Mobile does not do that, right? A lot of people are trying to kiss the ring, and Credo Mobile has stood proud. They're not taking down any pride flags, people. We got Pride Month coming up. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans. More importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Center, ACLU, Transgender Law Center, on and on. Switching smart, easy way to make a difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Conversion Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
It's true. Aha, that's for me. Yay! Go Major Taylor, Los Angeles, my bike club. Woohoo! Okay, I'm for every act of resistance, small and large, okay, as you know, Chris. Carrie says, the Weather Channel playing Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears this morning while showing footage of another SpaceX failure is absolutely 100% diabolical, and I am here for it. Yeah, I don't... Okay. Am I missing the whole... he's a brilliant businessman? How many exploded rockets has he had? How many Tesla callbacks?
Okay. What he's good at is he's good at assembling a team who can do things.
Boom. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I guess that's how you make money in America. You don't actually do anything. You assemble people who do the things.
I should have looked into that earlier in my life. Okay.
You assembled us. We do things.
Yeah. Chris, who said, don't ever say what you said. That's a nasty question.
Snagglepuss.
No, that was Donald Trump, the reporter that asked him about Taco. Trump always chickens out.
Oh.
That seems to be bothering him. He seems to not like that. Okay, yeah. Maddie says, remember when the GOP had a cow about Joe Biden saying hey to some of Hunter's buddies at a lunch meeting? And when they believed Joe was on one of Hunter's calls, implying somehow Joe would help them if they helped out Hunter? Yeah, that was quaint. Maybe Joe should have openly extorted people until they signed contracts with Hunter. Apparently the GOP has no issue with that.
Well, who was it that said that you know, Biden did all of it in secret. At least Trump is doing it out in the open.
He didn't do anything in secret. He didn't do anything wrong. Right. Oh, my God. And we're still on
But whether you're doing it behind the scenes or in the open, it's still illegal.
Oh, my God. Wait, 13. Wait, what's this goober's name? James Comer?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Again with this.
Look, at the end of the day, there's more evidence coming out by the second that would prove that Joe Biden wasn't the one making the decisions during the last 100 days of his administration, perhaps the last 6 months or even the last year. This is when the most activity occurred from the executive order standpoint throughout the whole Biden administration. We don't believe that a lot of these executive orders are legal if for no other reason Joe Biden did not sign them himself.
Oh, my God.
And they're going to subpoena, I don't know, Jill Biden Hunter again for something, something,
unfortunately,
cover up something.
That story is being pushed hard and wide on conservative media, and it's for them, it's going to become a reality.
Oh, my God. Okay. Ramsey says, I said this in 2017. I'm saying it again. The white supremacists and Nazis were already here. Trump just gave them the confidence to come out of these shadows. What does John Fugelsang always say? We need to make racists embarrassed again.
No.
Scat. Back under your rocks.
Shoo.
That's a shoo. Yeah, shoo. Like a centipede. Just
so that they can shoot out babies.
Martin says, America. Consumer confidence is down. Stocks are down. Inflation's rising. Trump's tariffs are a disaster. Trump. Oh, my God. Look, a trans girl just placed fourth in the long jump in a local track meet in your town that you never heard of. Media. How long can America ignore the danger that the 14-year-old trans athletes pose to our once great nation? Thank you. Thanks for always helping, media. Thanks. John in Wisconsin. Hello, John. Hi, John.
Hey, I'm hoping this is me. It's Josh.
Josh.
Hi, Josh. Sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Sorry. Happy Taco Thursday, everybody.
Happy Taco Thursday.
Yes, to you as well.
So here is my thing. We need to start talking about the cake. Trump and Elon cheated in 2024. They've admitted it. That should be the first and last thing out of anybody's mouth.
He has said it out loud. For those of us that are calling us conspiracy theories, he has said it out loud. Whether he is just trying to own the libs, so, I don't know, or whether he just is admitting to more crimes because he can't help himself. But, yeah.
No, exactly. So, once again, we're trying to win a Lady Bing Award while they're knocking at our teeth. Like, Randy wouldn't talk about it. Brooklyn Dad, he jokes about it.
Yeah.
Carlos jokes about it. Jen Kirkman hints at it. But if we don't say they flipped votes across all of the swing states.
I hope that he's in a spat with Elon, Elon will just, you know, out with it. Right? This is what I was hoping for, the big breakup.
Yeah.
Hoping for getting the P-tape from Putin and the election curry from Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we just offered Bella as, right?
As a honeypot?
As bait. Yeah. Well, what's his name? Big Balls.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot
to lure
him.
Big Balls into giving us the info on the
Big Balls still works
2024
for the,
election.
He still works for the government.
I was going to say, are they all still technically?
Yeah.
Take a ball for the team, Bella. Let's go.
With his broccoli haircut.
By the way, to our point about college majors,
uh-huh.
Tom says, Caroline Levitt, electricians, plumbers, we need more of those in this country and less LGBTQ graduate majors from Harvard. Even if I knew what an LGBTQ graduate major is, I don't think I'd understand how having fewer of them would cause us to have more electricians and plumbers.
Mm-hmm.
There's that basic.
We need less TikTokers and more electricians and plumbers.
Right.
Why are we focusing on that?
It would be mind blown if she ever found out there are actually gay plumbers, as we mentioned yesterday, and gay electricians. And oh
what?
My God.
Is that legal? I have a friend.
We can have both. Yeah. We can have electricians and plumbers and the homos.
Yeah. I have a friend, a gay friend, who left an office job to become a trucker.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
That seems like a peaceful job.
Okay.
You know what? It's a solitary one. And if you're an introvert, that would be
kind of perfect.
I've actually kind of dreamed about becoming a trucker.
I spend a lot of time, not because I'm an introvert, just because no one likes me.
it's your personality.
I know. It's embracing. Only the centipedes want to hang out with me. But it makes me feel like there's a lot of people here because I hear a lot of footsteps.
What? I mean, the dogs hang out because you feed them.
Right.
And the poltergeist is...
Yeah. And you guys are my paid friends.
Well,
you
know.
Okay, Andy says...
As long as the check clears.
Trump, that's so sweet. Trump just said yet again that he won young people by 37%. He actually lost them by 11%. He is a despicable pathological liar. Thank you, Andy. He said it again yesterday.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, Pastor John Pavlovitz, next.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 Mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration says it will appeal a three-judge federal court's ruling that he overstepped his authority, the president that is, when implementing the tariffs on China and other countries. The State Department says it will revoke visas of students from China who may have ties to the Communist Party. ABC's Britt Clenett in Hong Kong.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio, he's been vague on what exactly it means to have links to the Chinese Communist Party, while any action is on the one hand sending a message to China's party elites, some who do send their relatives to study in the States. Also, the policy could potentially eliminate levels of infiltration. But Rubio said that as part of the plan, criteria will also be revised to enhance scrutiny of future visa applicants from not just mainland China, but here in Hong Kong, too.
Today, Harvard University, target of many Trump attacks, holds its commencement. Musk quits Doge. Elon Musk saying his work heading up the Department of Government Efficiency is over. This is ABC News.